Welcome to Konoha Crush, a clandestine effort to exhaustively research and document events occurring in and around the village hidden in the leaves. I'm Paradise.
I'm Ren. Hi.
Hi. Oh my god, how's it going? How's it been? We're here. We're recording the podcast. It's only been 1 week since we last recorded the podcast. That's exciting.
Yeah, that's really exciting. We're doing it now. We're really doing it.
We can totally be on Shippuden by the end of the year. That's my extremely, like, conservative goal for ourselves that we could easily bypass, probably. Unless, like...
Yeah, yeah. We're getting pretty close. It's, you know...
Yeah, it's, like, what? Like 9 episodes after this one?
Yeah. Yeah. It's, like... We got this.
Yeah. How have you been? Have you been up to anything?
Oh god, like nothing new, not really.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean that's kind of the same as I've been doing, right? Like, you know, watching anime as it comes with you. Getting a feel for some of them. I've been thinking about like Metallic Rouge, which is one of the shows we watched together like a fair amount over the last week. Cuz like I think that the girls... I forget if we talked about this in this show on this podcast before or not. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. But, like, I think that the girls in that show are, like, pretty fun. It's once they interact and do their little adventures or whatever.
Yeah, totally.
I think that, like, there's this really, like, fun aesthetic sense to it, right? Like, there's some really, like, striking design sensibilities. I think that... thematically, it's shaping up to be pretty dumb. But like, you know. Well,
yeah, you wanna talk about it?
I don't know. It's just very like I don't know. There's time for them to like maybe write the course on that, right? But like it's just very like, oh yeah, we have our we've got the robots in the setting and they're like oppressed and we've got that whole like metaphor going on and we've got like our main girl who's kind of like, you know, she's like starting out trying to like, you know, hunt some like quote unquote bad robots, but then like she's learning more about the like conflict and it just kind of seems like she's settling into like a position of like, well, things should change, but nobody should do too much about it, right? You know, is that a feeling you get? Is that like a...
I'm gonna be honest. Mostly, I don't pay attention to that one.
Okay. All right. You look when there's like fun robot shit going on, or the girls are being silly, and you're like woohoo, and then like
yep,
they like talk about their fucking like robot races and metaphors, and it's like I'll circle back around to this when I'm.
Yeah, like, I'll circle back around to it when I give a shit, when it means something.
Right, like when something silly is happening. It's just like, I mean, it's just something I've been thinking about, because it's like, you know, there's a part of me that like, hold on, I need to like look up a name, actually. I was like, you know, I'm reevaluating some things I've felt. Like, I'm realizing I can't like place the ways that Carol and Tuesday was stupid just on Shinichiro Watanabe's shoulders, probably. Like, I'm not giving him any slack. I think there's some ways that show is bad that feel distinctly him. But, like, you know, I'm realizing that perhaps a lot of that, or part of that, rests with Motonobu Hori, who, like, you know, was a director on that show and is directing this show. And I'm also realizing that, like, I feel like if the show committed more to just the girls having, like, silly one-off adventures, I wouldn't even mind if, like, the thematic underpinnings were, like, significantly more evil. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. It does. It makes a lot of sense. I think the show should just be about, like, a cool robot polycule that fights all the time.
Right, right. And, like, every week you get your fight and the girls do, like, some silly shit in the lead up to the fight or whatever, right?
Right.
As opposed to, like, I don't know, there's just so much, like, I don't know, like... You have the setup for, like, oh, they meet, like, a new guy every, like, week or two, and then they, like, have, like, a build-up as they're, like, in a situation they go to fight him, but it's actually just so much, like, people talking about their, like, kind of undercooked, pretty misguided, I would say, like, thematic ideas of oppression or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they could just be doing evil shit, but, like, in a, like, more serialized format that like, played to the, like, show's strengths, and I would be having a better time, is what I've, like, kind of come to realize.
Okay, literally, this is what the show should have been. It should have been her taking out, like, oh, there's, like, a scary group of, like, you know, underground super immortal robots that can, like, fight. Right, mm-hmm.
That are like allowed to, they're like able to hurt humans or whatever.
Right. And she should be like, oh, you know, it's my job to go like take those out. And then she learns that those guys are like actually the bad guys, or like those guys are actually the good guys. Sorry, mm-hmm. I'm mega stupid.
That's okay.
Those guys are actually the good guys. And then there should just be like a second set of cool, like, fighting robots that like were her previous employers that she then fights instead.
Right. Like you just get like two sets of like fucking cool robots to fight.
Right. Right, because like you introduce like the one scary set and it's just like, oh no, like half of those guys are like really cool actually, and then they just like, and then it's the good guy team.
Uh-huh.
And it's still just like not very serious, right? Uh-huh. I feel like a big problem with the show is it takes itself, like, very seriously about its, like, you
right.
know,
it
bad...
It takes itself very seriously and it doesn't have anything particularly interesting or worthwhile to say.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the thing that I've been, like, turning over in my head in regards to, like, my, like, weekly anime viewing and stuff. So I guess that's, like, what I have to say this
like
time.
I wish it knew it was as stupid it was as it was, right? Like,
right, absolutely.
Like the show's like understanding of like oppression dynamics is like it makes sense if like the thing you're fighting for is the like special USB chip that'll make it so every robot in the world no longer has to be a servant, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
If it's just like, oh, we gotta find the magic code that will like actually save everybody, but it's just like cool super robot fights, and like actually don't worry about it too much because the good guys are just gonna do the hero thing and save the world or whatever, mm-hmm. right? But, because like that's basically what's going on,
right?
It's just
but
like
just with like a significantly more like pontificating up to the point of being like, okay, right, centrism. But yeah, that's my what I've been like doing this week section. If you don't have anything else you want to talk about, we should get into Naruto.
Yeah, let's get into Naruto. Okay. Episode 194, The Mysterious Curse of the Haunted Castle. Naruto, Kiba, and Hinata are tasked with tracking down the missing lady of the Land of Honey, who disappeared on the road to the Land of Candy to visit family. On the road, the kids decide to take shelter from the rain in a big scary castle with nobody in it. They find a table set with food still hot. Hinata notices the seats match the number of missing people, and suggests they split up and explore the castle. Naruto finds some scary armor, and Hinata finds some kind of library, where she learns about the history of the castle. And then the kids all get swallowed by the building.
Alright, yeah, so this is, like, another one-off episode. This is an episode that I think is, like, pretty, like, smart about, like, knowing what it can do within the constraints of one episode, and just, like, committed to doing, like, here's our, like, scary haunted castle story, right?
Yep.
And I, like, appreciate that about it, right? Like, I feel like as we get deeper into this, we're, like, getting glimpses of them getting a little better at, like, okay, what do we do if we only have one episode? And, like, you know, that's not, like, a straight road to getting better. Like, we talked about, like, last week, there's, like, you know, maybe my least favorite episode of Naruto so far. But, mm-hmm. like, you know, this is just, like, yeah, it's
a pretty good one-off, right? Like, it's...
Yeah, we're gonna put the guys in, like, a scary castle. I mean, like, you know, it feels, like, pretty well situated in terms of, like, yeah, here's the kind of thing the characters would do or whatever. Here's, like, you know, it feels like a story that's happening in Naruto.
Mm-hmm.
Which we'll get into, like, a little bit later, right? But, like, it's I don't know. That's, like... I think it totally works. I wind up feeling, like, kind of cool on it just because, like, I don't think there's, like... anything like super like exciting about the execution of it or whatever, right? Like it's just like, you know, like visually it's like sort of flat. It's very, a lot of like I mean, here's like the ideas of the scary things happen, but there's not a lot of like, you know, punch to them. But like that's just me being picky on some level, right? Like, you know, if I like, yeah, if I like wasn't, you know, the person that I am, if I was like a kid watching the show, I'd be like, oh, they went to the scary castle out this week, that was fun,
right?
You know, from like our opening where we see like, you know, some people going missing under like scary circumstances or whatever, we cut back to the leaf, you know, we get a kind of like light comedic opening of like, you know, Tsunade is doing the mission briefing. It's definitely an instance of like this show kind of like drawing attention to the weirdness of the construction of like Naruto always needing to be here, where Tsunade's like, yeah, so you're like looking for like a missing like important person. So we're sending Hinata, who is like a Sensory Ninja. We're sending Kiba, who is like, you know, also in that in that category. You know, you can have his dog like sniff things out, sort of stuff. If only there was like a third guy, like a third Sensory Ninja, we could put on a team with these two. If only there was like a unit we'd like created to like specialize in this. But like, I don't know, we'll send Naruto even though he doesn't really have anything to do with this.
Well.
You know, it does lead to like a kind of cute bit of like Naruto being like, what do you mean? I don't have anything special going on. And I was like, yeah, Naruto's cool. And she's like, yeah, tell her. And then I was like, yeah, tell Tsunade that I'm cool. And then she's like, she's kind of shy. She's put on the spot. I think that's like kind of a fun bit or whatever, right? But like, it is, you know, like, so sometimes the show goes, why is Naruto here too, like directly? And, you know.
Yeah, and you're left to ponder too directly. Yeah, why is Naruto here?
Right, yeah. But anyway, I guess the other thing about the scene to me is these are like, we get our succession of like probably the fakest sounding place names we've had to date.
The Land of Candy?
The fucking Land of Candy. The Land of Nex, they talk about, where the scary castle. Just, you know.
Literally, there is Candyland here.
There's Candyland here. We're never gonna. We don't see it. I don't know that there's gonna be like a going into Candyland arc either.
No, there's a really scary castle on the way to Candyland. You can't go there. You
can't go there. I guess the thing to do that is just like, yeah, we get to the scary castle, I guess, right? Like, you know, there's not a lot between like, you know, them going on the mission and they find the scary castle. It's very you know, it's really like getting right into it, right? Like it's I forget if he said this on the episode or just when we were like talking off the air, where like you called this episode like Scooby-Doo bullshit. And it's like, it's like interesting because there is like a very like similar kind of like construction to like, yeah, we go into the like scary place or whatever, you know, we like get entangled in the thing there, we get entangled into like
literally down to like, oh no, let's split up.
Right.
Like, it's so Scooby-Doo.
Right, but just, like, with the absence of, like, a mystery, really, right? Like, there's no, like, guys there to, like, do that part of the formula. So it's like a weird partial reconstruction of it again. And I don't even know how, like...
There's, like, kind of a mystery, right? They're looking for missing people, but, like...
But there's not, like, a whodunit or anything, right? There's not, like, a...
Right. There's not, like, a ghost that they've seen in the cast that are trying to, like, disprove or whatever, right?
Right. Like, which is, like, I think that's fine, ultimately. I think the way that, like, this winds up being, like, shaped out is, like, here's the thing that happened in the world of Naruto is, like, kind of, like, a sentimental ghost story or whatever winds up being really fun.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, you know, it's just, the rest of this episode is just, yeah, you know, they like, go into the castle, they see some, like, mysterious shit, you get the classic, oh, you look at the painting, and the eyes move, you know, wandering through hallways, where there's a bunch of, like, armor standing around, and, like, maybe one of them comes to look at you a little bit.
Can I talk about the armor for a sec?
Yeah, totally.
The armor's so fucking funny to me.
Uh-huh.
Because in, like, style and proportion, like, it's not a style of armor that we see, like, elsewhere in Naruto very much, and it reads very, like, medieval knight to me.
Mm-hmm.
In a way that's, like, you know, clearly, like, trying to fit the, like, you know, gothic scary castle vibe, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, in Naruto. But then, like, the individual pieces of the armor are all, like, you know, they look like Naruto armor. They look kind of, like, samurai-inspired. They're very, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, the like, overall design of, the, like, the whole fit reads very, like, knight. And I think that's cute.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, you know, I think it's, like... you know, like, in addition to the standard bits, I think it's, like, fun, like, kind of leading to the, like, oh, it's, like, a weird flesh horror castle where it's got, like, you know, big fucking, like, teeth that are coming down over the doors, and you got the, like,
Yeah.
Got all, like, the flesh walls, like, swallowing people up and stuff, you know, I think it's, like, okay, you know, it's, like, the sort of thing where it's, like, I feel like the biggest, like, limit to this episode is just the fact that it's just, like, not super, like, visually, like, exciting, right? Because, like, I think the ideas are there, right? Like, I think the ideas of, like...
Yeah, like, we haven't, like, gotten into it yet, but the ideas of, like, you know, like, the like, scary house and, like, the like, uncanny, like, frightening stuff happening to the kids. Mm-hmm. And also, like, in, like, the next part where they, like, figure out what, like, the actual thing is, and I think it's, like, really fun.
Yeah, yeah, but,
what the actual thing is, right?
Right, right. Like, even before getting into that, it's just, like, the way it kind of, like, goes from the standard, like, okay, you're going through, like, haunted castle, you're seeing, like, you know, the standard stuff, and it just kind of, like, unfolds into this growing, like, monstrous, like, building stuff. It's, like, I think that's, like, it's fun escalation, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. Is there more you want to say about this half of the episode? Is there anything else you want to point out?
No.
All right.
I mean, I think we should, like, elaborate that, like, the castle was, like, attacked a long time ago.
Oh, and,
like,
right.
Like, the actual, like, history of the castle.
Right, I totally forgot to mention that. That's totally worth bringing up also, right? I don't know, is there anything you want to say about that specifically? Is there anything you wanted to, like...
I don't know, Hinata read some scary shit about how the castle was, like, going to be attacked, and the, like... the, like, lord or whatever, like, had some, like, scary, like, ominous shit to say about what he was going to do if that happened, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, how everybody who came here would die or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's some solid ghost story stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, ready to move on?
Yeah, yeah, totally.
They meet up in the basement, and Hinata tells them what she knows about the castle. Naruto trips on a random soldier corpse, and the kids identify the remains of the lord of the castle. Hinata finally decides to look at the castle with her Byakugan, and discovers the castle is covered in a massive partial summon, like Jiraiya's toad tummy wall thing. They find the lady in the basement, but can't free her safely before they dismiss the summon. Kiba dog drills their way back to the first floor, and fight the house on their way to the scroll, binding the summon. They're met by the ghost of the Lord of the Manor, who guides the kids to the scroll and helps them dismiss the summon. With the whole building gone, the kids stand around and wonder why the ghost showed up to help.
I think it's so fun that it's like, yeah, it's a big animal. The castle's like a fucking chameleon that's pretending to be a big castle to, like, eat people.
Yeah.
I think it's like you know, it's like slightly making good, like, a wise Naruto here a little bit, where he, like, you know, they're starting to figure out, he's like, oh, this is like that freak shit that Jiraiya always does.
Right. I think it's like, I don't know, I think it's really fun how it's like a big chameleon and how, like, it makes sense for all the, like, you know, like, illusion stuff that's going on. Like, it makes total sense for, like, a chameleon to be, like,
right,
like a weird, like, illusion trickstery type of big summon.
Like, once you imagine, like, a big magic chameleon, so, like, yeah, this connects, this clicks for me.
Yeah, right?
I think that's really fun. I do kind of like the sort of, like, weird, incongruous, like, fighting against a building, trying to, like, you know, break through it, like, way that the action is kind of framed, right? Where it's, like, you know, there's not really, like, a... single, like, oh, we need to, like, you know, it's like, okay, we need to get to this place, we need to, like, you know, like, avoid all this, like, weird shit that's happening, and, like, it's not even, like, a single, like, oh, we do, like, a big attack to defeat it moment, right? I mean, like, Naruto does his Rasengan, we'll talk about it a bit later, but, like, you know, it's not like it's not like there's a moment of, like, okay, we just need to, like, hit it hard enough. It's just, like, you know, we need to fucking make it through the fucking scary building we're in that's, like, keeps trying to attack us in, like, all these different ways, right? And I don't know, I think it's, like, I feel like talking about this isolated from, like, watching it, I feel like, oh yeah, like, yeah, these are, like, really, really solid here, right? Like,
like, it's, yeah, just, right? Like, it's like a fun, different kind of challenge for the kids to have, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. You know, I like, they each get to do shit along the way of it, right? Like, you know, I mean, both Naruto and Kiba's big, like, contributions are, like, breaking through, like, a wall at separate points, but, like, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's fine. I like the really, like, sentimental angle of, like, oh yeah, the guy's ghost shows up to be, like, yeah, I summoned this chameleon and I want him to be free or whatever, right? Like, I like that kind of, like, I don't know, it's like, yeah, a really, like, sweet sort of sentimentality of, like, oh, I bound this fucking, like, creature here with my hate, but I'm tired of seeing him, like, you know, stuck here and, like, suffering and making people suffer like this, you know? I want him to go back to his fucking chameleon world or whatever. I don't know, it's just nice.
It's just nice. It's a good episode.
Yeah, yeah. I think, like,
you know, it's not as, like, pretty as flashy as I would have, like, you know.
Right, right. It's like it's this the kind of thing where, like, the base premise is, like, strong enough that, like, I would have liked to see, like, a team that could have gone more all out, but there isn't really, like, a lot of teams that go all out, like, on the production at this point. The last thing I want to point out, which is, like, a really, like, kind of dumb nitpicky thing. This isn't even really a complaint. I just think it's funny, like, when Naruto is doing his Rasengan, he just, like, throws it through the wall. Mostly because I think it's really funny whenever, like, they have a character, like, do something that will, like, later be revealed to be a big deal that they don't know how to do.
Yeah.
Because it's just not, like, clearly defined enough yet. Like, Naruto's gonna go through, like, multiple, like, training sequences to, like, reach the point of, like, Rasengan you can throw.
Don't worry about it. It was, yeah, it's fine.
It was like a special circumstance. He was, like, really scared. You know, he dug deep. Yeah.
We were just looking at it at a weird angle. It wasn't really a throw.
Okay. Yeah. 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 It's not really a complaint. It's just one of those things that leaps out to me. Is like sometimes you're just, like, making things happen to the show, and then, like, it later on, like, stuff gets built in a way that, like, makes it seem kind of, like, incongruous, right? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Totally.
Do you have anything else you want to say about this one?
Nope.
Okay, let's move on.
Episode 195, The Third Super Beast. Rock Lee is due for a checkup, but he isn't feeling well, and he's worried about the results, so instead of thinking about that, he's working out to avoid the stress. This is bad for the boy. Naruto and Tenten drag him to Tsunade, who tells him he needs to let himself rest, and that he's still recovering from the long-term effects of his injuries and surgery. Lee wants to keep training, so Tsunade relents, saying he just can't do the Lotus for a while. Guy finds Lee on their little balcony, and comforts him about the news. They head back to the training hall and meet up with Guy's new student, a mean tea girl named Yagura. Lee spars with her, and she immediately shows that she's out to steal martial arts techniques from Guy, and intentionally injures Lee's surgery leg. This episode's fucking weird.
This episode's weird. This like, two-episode arc is weird, right? Like, it's very, I don't know, right? Like, I don't want to, like, get into, like, too much, like, the broader, like, shape of that, but it is just, like...
Like, okay, so far, as we've seen it, I don't hate an episode where we have to, like, take a step back and look at Lee and go, like, okay, Lee, like, hold on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's look at how Lee is handling, like, having to treat his body differently, right?
Right. No, I think that's, like, a good idea.
Yep.
It's kind of weird that it took this long after, like, a bunch of, like, Lee going out on, like, missions arcs. I guess not that many, but there's a couple of them, right? And, like, but like, that's whatever, right?
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, you know, I it's like a totally solid idea. Like, here's how we, like, dig into the character more. But it's also, like, it doesn't really, like, it never really feels like in this half of the episode or in the arc more broadly that we're, like, really, like, pushing Lee into, like, a new place that much, right? Like, it just kind of, like, winds up being this moment of, like, okay, like, here's a situation Lee's in. He's got to, like, you know, stop training, like, you know, like, stop, like, going on missions, and he's like, he can, like, you know, maybe train, but he can't do his, like, big dangerous, like, self-damaging techniques. But at any point where it's like, how is Lee feeling about this, we just kind of get, like, characters telling us things we already know about Lee.
Yeah,
right? Like, we get, like, you know, I don't know, right? It's just very, like, it feels very preoccupied with, like, establishing stuff to the point where we don't really get any, like, real, like, I don't know, anything that feels, like, really characterful from him.
Like, Lee himself feels very one-dimensional in this little arc, right? Like,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, he wants to keep getting stronger. He wants to, like, you know, he's committed to getting stronger. He's, like, going to tell everybody that he wants to keep, like, training and getting stronger. And he wants to be, like, you know, Guy's cool son. And he's, like, put in this position where, like, maybe he has to, like, not do that, but he doesn't think about it, really. Right. He's not going to think about that. And not to get too far ahead of ourselves, but, like, he doesn't really progress past that point.
No. Arguably worse.
Yeah.
Arguably he gets worse.
Yeah.
like, not to get ahead of ourselves here, right? But, like, it was very hard for me to watch this and not, like, look at everything Guy was saying. Like, Guy, you're killing your boy.
Right. But that's not even the fucking, like, that's what the story is trying to tell. But it's, like...
Right!
Like, I don't know. It's weird, right? Because, like watching this episode the first time, I was like, am I going to have anything to say about this or whatever? It just feels very, like, rote or whatever. But, like, watching it again the second time, like, before we recorded, like, having seen the whole arc play out, it was very, like, what are we doing here?
Right! Oh, my God. Like... Like, I don't hate, like, there's a pivot, right? There's a pivot where it stopped being about this, and, mm-hmm. like, I don't hate either version. It's just, like, uh-huh. they don't go together, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, again, like, this episode just feels, like, very, like, committed to, like, setting up a story that the next episode won't tell.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know. You know, to that effect, right? Like, we, you know, Lee meets up with Guy, you know, they talk a little bit, you know, they remember the conversation that they had before surgery, and then they go off to, like, meet, like, a new boy that Guy is training, or a new T-girl, you know. you know, they have that whole,
Naruto loves having evil T-girls. What the fuck is up with it? Like, honestly, like, actually, though, right? Like,
like, how literally do you mean actually? How did, like,
I just think all of the very femme characters, all of the very femme boys in, mm-hmm. in Naruto are just, like, evil twinks.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Yeah. It does love those. Like, especially in, like, anime original stuff, it's like, okay, what kind of guy do we make up? How about like, an evil femme?
Yeah, right? Like, literally, how about an evil T-girl, right? Like, every anime, like, you've been listening to this podcast, right? Like, every anime original villain is an evil T-girl. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, it just happens like that. Like, what are they doing?
Right. And, like, to be clear to people listening to the podcast who might be watching the show, it's not, like, a literal, like...
No, it's not, like, actual, like...
The points where I would accuse the show of being, like, actually trans-misogynist or whatever is, like, I mean, like, you know, we had that episode last week, but, like, you know, it's not, like, literally the thing, but it is very much, like, there's, like, a mode of, like, villain or whatever that, like, most of the guys that make up for the anime definitely fit into.
Right, I'm just saying, if you look at a character, if I can look at a character and go, like, oh, that's a trans woman with, like, no further explanation, and, like, it just fits, it just makes sense.
But yeah, so the...
Oh my God, Naruto's so fucking misogynistic. Fucking, the thing that they do to make a boy seem evil is to make... is to make him more like a girl. It's, like, literally true, actually, is what they're doing.
Uh-huh. moving from that line of inquiry a bit, right? Like, you know, establish the little facts of those characters. Like, yeah, here's like a new, like, you know, taijutsu specialist that, like, has been sent to Guy for, like, evaluation for, like, how good he is at, like, fighting and stuff, right? You know, like, but, you know, I guess sort of, like, being primed for, like, I don't know, like, maybe being, like, sent to the academy or whatever. Like, everybody's like, yeah, like, we want to, like, see if this character has the potential to, like, be a ninja or whatever when they talk about him.
But he already has a headband.
He already has the headband! I don't know, like, we're disconnect there. It doesn't really matter, I guess. This isn't even, like...
Like, it's not even the real boy, right?
This isn't,
like...
this isn't even a real character that's in the show, so it doesn't, like, matter. But, like, it's a weird bit in concrete. Anyway, guy's like, all right, yeah, how about you fight this guy? How about you, like, immediately get into, like, sparring, which is, like, I, you know, to the tune of, like, guy, you're, like, killing your son, right? It's like, I feel like the reason that Leah is, like, you know, being told, yeah, you can train if you want, but don't do your dangerous techniques and don't go on missions, is perhaps to prevent him from being in a situation in which he'll be in, like, combat or anything.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, Guy, like, instantly is like, yeah, hey, go fight this kid. They fight for a bit. Yagura does the fucking, like, evil special attack. And Lee's leg gets injured again. Like, his only avoids being broken because of, like, his, like, special, like...
His training
ways. Yeah, his training ways. Sorry, I blanked on what his training ways were called. There's this moment of, like, Yager, like, seeing this and being like, oh my god, he was that fast, even without, like, the training weights, as, like, if it's, like, setting up some sort of, like, rivalry or, like, conflict between these characters that kind of doesn't exist as, like, a concern within the story.
No, because they like, barely talk and then the jig's up, right? Like...
Right, yeah. I'm constantly kind of perplexed by what this arc is trying to do, like, moment to moment, with, like, where it's, like, directing its attention. Because it just feels like it's a lot of, like, establishing details that it will then, like, quickly be, like, done with, right?
Right, like... The stuff about Lee's injuries, right, and, like, Lee needing to, like, take care of himself better, right, like,
mm-hmm.
I see what they're trying, right, like, they're trying to set up a situation where Lee feels like he is, like, lesser, and, like, you know, like the like emotional thrilling they're trying to go for is, like, Lee feeling like he's losing his dad.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
And they point that more, like, very clearly. Episode, right.
Right. But, like, they're using Lee's, like, health as, like, an impetus for that. And, like, they could have just had the boy kick his ass.
Right. Yeah.
Right? And then been like, haha, I'm not actually a child. I'm like a... You know.
Uh-huh.
I'm like a real shinobi that is, like, out to hurt people. Right?
Uh-huh.
And like, it wasn't actually a friendly spar. And, like, the reason that you lost then was because you know...
Right,
were treating it as a friendly spar. Like...
Right.
It just doesn't have to be about the, like, oh, Lee, you're, like, injured, when, like... again, like, not to get ahead of ourselves, but, like, the very, like, dissonant thing about the arc is, like, the way that it's resolved is that, like, oh, Lee and Guy, like, love each other so much that they're, like... They're perfectly able to, like... identify each other's, like, combat styles and, like, escalate in, like, perfect harmony to a point where, like, nobody else can stand up to it, which, like, eventually, which is just Lee doing, like, big dangerous stuff with his body. Like, he's doing the exact wrong thing.
Right, like, he like, Sinai's like, okay, don't use the fucking Lotus, and Lee, like, Lee does the Lotus and then escalates several points beyond that.
Right.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. I guess we should just, like, kind of move on, because we're just kind of, like, sprawling out of this half of the episode, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Sakura patches Lee up, but tells him, like, actually now he needs to stop training and take care of himself. On his way home, he hears Naruto and Tenten catch Neji up on the situation, where they convey how strong and cool and capable Lee is, but are obviously worried about him. Yagura does her mean T-girl thing to Lee, trying to make him think Guy has given up on him and is training her instead because she's just better than him. She heads out with Guy on an easy baby mission. But oh no, it turns out the real Yagura was found injured in the woods, and the one with Guy is an imposter. Tsunade sends Naruto, Neji, and Tenten after them, and Guy runs into an obvious trap with animated training dummies.
Yeah, so, you know, Naruto's, like, catching up with Tenten and Neji. You know, they're like... They're, like, getting ramen together, they're talking about how fucking cool Rock Lee is, right? You know, like Lee stops by and, like, hears him talk about how cool he is a little bit, but then they talk about, like, oh, if he trains too much, he can, like get injured and, like, fuck up his body even more. And, like, Lee, like, hears that and gets, like, dejected and, like, walks away, and then they continue talking, like, more about how cool he is and how he won't be kept down, mm-hmm. down by this or whatever. You know, it's very, I don't know, it's like... It's like straddling the line between, like, kind of sweet and kind of, like, a little, like, over to the point of, like, this episode seems very, like, invested, but, like, hey, you should know who Rock Lee is, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
Like, it is nice that we get, like, we've often talked about how Neji, like, feels like he was just the guy he was when he first appeared in this, and I do think it is nice that we get, like, Neji specifically being, like, Lee's cool. I respect him a lot. He's in a lot for me.
Like, literally. I also think it's cute how we get the other members of Lee's team expressing how much, like, something that they appreciate about Lee is how, like, much of a freak and, like, open to guy shit he is.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Right. Where it's like, oh, yeah, like, a guy has, like, a fucking person who's, like, on board with a particular brand of bullshit, you know, they can do their things together, and, like, they don't have to deal with their, like, teacher either, like, fucking, like, roping them into it, or, like, being, like... Like, yeah, you don't want to be in a situation where your fucking teacher's, like, constantly complaining that nobody's wearing your, like, bad outfits that he wants to give you.
Right.
So you just need the one guy who's, like, you know, who's, like, on that level with him, and,
Right, like, they're so real for this, because, like, actually, can you imagine Guy without a Rock Lee? Like,
oh my god, he'd be miserable.
he'd, like, live under Kakashi's stares like a puppy, right? Like...
yeah. Just jumping out to ambush him every time, like, Kakashi, like, leaves or enters his house.
Right, like...
just nothing else going on. Speaking of Guy, he's getting a mission from Tsunade, who's like, hey, you know, I know this is, like, a bullshit baby, like, C-rank mission, it's, like, beneath you, but, like, you're the guy who's available. Kind of sweeping aside the fact that there's, like, you know, fucking... Naruto and Neji and Tenten are just off eating ramen together right now. It's very much like a thing that happens for the, like, construction of the episode. It feels very contrived, right? Just to, like, make sure everybody gets into the positions they need to be. Where a guy hears it, he's like, oh, I know, I'm gonna, like, take this fucking, like, new fight boy off of my mission with me. I'm gonna take Guy.
Right. Okay, like, it doesn't even have to be contrived. Like, literally, Guy could have just walked up and be like, hey, Tsunade, do you have, like, a C-rank mission I can take this boy on?
Right, yeah.
Right, like, it doesn't even have to be overly convenient.
Right, like, they like, just do the version of this that they would need to take, like, a longer walk to. For reasons that are beyond me, I won't ever become the person who can, like, understand why this arc was written in the way it was. But anyway, like, he's, like, heading out to do that, Before he does, like, Yagura, like, meets up with Lee and is like, I bet Guy fucking hates you because I'm so much cooler than you. I bet I'm Guy's new son. You're not even gonna have a dad anymore. I'm gonna go leave and do a cool mission with him. And, you know, we're gonna, like, walk out of the village, like, laughing together while you look on sadly.
Right. It's like, I'm Guy's new favorite boy. That's why I'm going on the cool special mission with him. Just, like, shut the fuck up. Bitch.
I don't know why, like, he does this.
I don't know. Like, just to be cruel. Like, just to be mean to the hurt kid, I think.
Right.
Your dad killed my dad, and that's why I have to steal him from you.
God. But, like, this isn't, like, a... Like, this isn't really the conflict that gets, like... built
no,
upon,
it doesn't,
right? Like, this isn't,
no,
like, a...
Should have been. They should have been dealing with this a lot more than, like, talking about, like, Lee's, like, health.
Right. Like, if like, you know, if Guy was, like, in this position of, like, yeah, I need to, like, look after this fucking, this new kid for a while, and Lee's like, oh, I want to train with you, and Guy is, like, you know, keeps being, like, actually, I need to, like, look after this or whatever, right?
God, can you imagine, sorry, not to play fucking, like... Naruto doctor again.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine if it was, like, Lee actually being responsible about his health that, like, was causing that divide and that, like, kind of, like, perceived schism between, like, him and Guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
If Lee was just like, no, I actually, like, have to stop training now, mm-hmm. and was, like, worried about that disappointing Guy, and,
right,
like, that was
right.
the tension.
Yeah, oh my god, right? Because I'm like... I'm like,
because then the whole, like, oh, Guy has, like, a new favorite now is, like, so much more grounded in, like, an actual emotional state that Lee could have.
Yeah, right? Where he's like, yeah, he's always, like, doing that, like, over-the-top training shit, but, like, he's like, yeah, I need to, like, you know, sit out my fucking, like, walking around the leaf in my hands thing, and he sees fucking Guy and Yagura doing, like, fucking, like, walking around the leaf on their hands together, and he's like, oh, fuck. Ultimately, you probably don't resolve that arc in the way that this this arc gets resolved either. So, like,
well, okay, but it can still be like, Lee still goes on missions. He's just taking care of himself a little bit more and not being so like over the top for a while, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. He could still like show up and help, and like I do like the resolution of like, oh, they're like put in the like, mm-hmm, God. Way ahead of ourselves.
Okay. Yeah. We'll get to that. Immediately after Yagura and Guy leave the village, you know, Shizune busts in on Tsunade, who's like, fuck, we found the real Yagura. That's a fake. We need to go send these like three kids that we had just lying around to go like rescue Guy from this fucking like unknown evil imposter. I guess. I feel like I've been complaining a lot. Something I do think is, like, and it's not, like, 100% hit right here, but something that's, like, is to this episode's credit a little bit, is I think there's, like, a real, like, commitment in the, like, storyboard, like, on that level to be, like, let's have, like, more than just the characters, like, standing around, like, talking a lot. Like, when we, like, go and, like, check in on Lee while he's, like, avoiding his checkouts, he's, like, in his dojo that he built, and he's, like, training there, you know?
Right. We have this... I love the dojo continuity.
Yeah, we Shizune busting in Tsunade here. She's, like, she's got her, like, fake arms to, like, pretend she's, like, reading while she's, like, secretly, like, fucking drinking with her real arms or whatever. She's, like, this really, like, ridiculous visual, right? But it's just, like, consistently throughout this episode, there's, like, very often this sense, like, yeah, here's, like, a little extra, like, thing going on visually, as opposed to just the characters, like, standing there. And I do appreciate that. This is a Shinji Sato board, and I've talked about him as, like, a, you know, so a storyboarder who's not, like, perhaps into, like, immediately, like, most highly recognized, like, Naruto, like, storyboarders, but, like, as somebody who, like, often, like, brings a little bit extra, like, you know, to the show. And I think that's, like, evident here, right? Like, even as the plot construction is kind of a mess.
I think it's really cute that, like, because, you know, someone was just, like, okay, they walk up on Lee training, and then there was just, like, oh, there was, like, an episode that's, like, supposed to come out recently about Lee making a dojo. Let's just put him in that dojo. I think that's hilarious.
Yeah.
I think
that
rules, right? Uh-huh, like, uh-huh. I think it's so fucking cute. Because, like, you wouldn't expect that to be more than, like, it was just a one-off, right? Like, it was just a one-off funny bit episode about Lee pulling a funny dojo, right? Like,
that shit never comes up again. Except sometimes it does. And then it's, like, cute. And you can point it out, and you're like, oh, shit. I was watching the show 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, like literally.
And like, you know, like to that point, like I think when like, you know, Guy like runs off and gets into the obvious trap where he's like, you know, running through like a mountain, like path, like he's running like through some sort of pass. He's like on like some sort of like raised, like narrow pathway. And Yagura like falls off, and Guy like runs after him, and like goes into like the training dummy like field. I think that bit of like Guy like having all of his like training dummy fights is like kind of like it's like kind of cute. There's like some fun staging to it where he's just like he's just like, you know, constantly being like, yeah, I get what's going on here, and like having that like understanding like pull out from him is like the training dummies like do something like that he didn't expect or whatever, right? But he's like, he's like, you know, he's fucking Guy, he's like good at this shit, so he's like on top of it still, right? So it's just kind of like, I don't know, I think that stuff is fun, right?
Right, and they do something cute with like repeated phrasing where like each time the dummy does something that's like new, he like says the same thing again.
I think there's fun stuff in this episode, right? Like I think there's like fun stuff in both of these episodes, which just makes it so frustrating that like the overall like emotional arc and like things that are supposed to be happening are so like weird and muddled.
Totally, right? Like,
yeah, I don't know.
Is there more? There's a lot of it that's just weird.
Yeah. Do you want to get to the next one?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
Episode 196, Hot-Blooded Confrontation, Student versus Sensei. And Yagura reveals herself to actually be the T-Girl or Gensho, and also her siblings, Rukako and Jako, are here. Turns out their dad had beef with Guy and then died mad about it. The kids show up to help Guy and end up fighting a bunch of dummies. Neji can see the chakra seals animating them, though, and points out the hidden tag on the back of their heads. They still run into trouble when the T-Girl and her siblings take control of some puppets directly. They almost get overwhelmed, but Lee shows up to help.
Okay, so do you know the deal with the Ryodoin brothers?
No.
Okay, because...
Vaguely. No.
Okay. Because like I'm looking at them like, oh, these guys are like very designed,
and there's like three of them, and like you could make an account for like maybe one of them like doing something. What's up with that? So I would, you know. So the thing that's up with that is that these guys are also the villains of like a Nintendo DS Naruto RPG that released like 2 weeks before this arc began airing. I didn't play that. I didn't look too much deep into it. I didn't decide to like go and like see what happens in this video game as part of my like prep for this podcast or whatever. I'm not that insane about Naruto. But the thing is peculiar to me is that like from the like snippets that I've seen on the wiki, they seem to just be like totally different guys. And they all die in that video game. So like
right. So it's just reusing the designs for like
yeah.
Okay.
Like from like very brief like plot snippet, it seems very much like they're like, you know, like side content, like original Naruto villains who like betray and kill each other and then get killed, as opposed to like some ultimately like good natured guys who, like misunderstood what their what their dad felt and learned a lesson or whatever, right?
God, like, again, ahead of ourselves. I love how everyone ends this whole interaction, like, kind of just pals.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally, she, like, reveals, like, her more evil form, and it's more femme, by the way.
Yeah.
Just like, her true, honest form is more femme, and that's, like, a reveal of evil intention, by the way. Just letting everyone know.
Yeah, you know, back in the Leaf, you know, Lee is, like, training more. He notices that Sakura's there, and he's like, hey, is something up? And, you know, Sakura, like, tries not to say anything, but he's like, okay, something's definitely up. I'm going to go run off in the direction that guy was or whatever. There's not actually a ton to that. I don't know, there's not actually a ton to, like, this first half of the episode a lot of ways, right?
It was a shorter one, too.
Yeah, but, like, a lot of us was just like, okay, yeah, the kids are, like, fighting puppets, you know, they have to tear the tags off of them, and they like do that for a little bit, but then like there's more of them, and Lee shows up, and then I don't know. That's the sass.
Lee gets caught up on the situation, and the Lincoln Log Dojo expands into a castle. Lee charges in and ends up in a training dummy proxy fight with Guy. They recognize each other's fighting style and communicate via tapping code with their feet. The result is just go all out and expect the dummies to not be able to keep up with them. The open gates and everything. It's kind of fucked. They explode the castle, and T-Girl and her siblings are too tuckered out to fight. Guy tells them their dad was cool, and that they should be cool too. Oh, also it's very important Lee goes to the hospital now.
Alright, so something I did forget to talk about in the first half of the episode is I love when they're accusing Guy of killing the dad. He's like, oh yeah, your dad, that guy was like cool as hell. I fucking love that dude.
Yeah.
We had an awesome fight, it's in a fucking book about myself that exists.
Want that book.
Yeah. Merely, like, Lee shows up and fucking, you know, like, the castle, like, expands to be like, alright, yeah, Lee's here, now the fucking main event can begin. This kind of signals, like, the shift from the episode into being, like, I don't know why most of this happened the way it did, right? Like,
right.
Like, Lee charges into the castle, and everybody's like, yeah, Lee, go in there. Everybody is, like, no longer worried about the fact that Lee needs to be, like, taking care of his health. They're like, yeah, we'll make you go into the obvious trap. You're good for that, right? And, you know, they like, you know, set up the trick, like, yeah, here's, like, puppets that are, like, you know, mimicking the like, you know, Lee and Guy's moves to, like, make them, like, beat each other to death or whatever, right? But I don't know why any of this, like, how any of this connects to, like, the stuff that was happening.
Right, like, it doesn't. In fact, it is, like, directly fucking, like, incongruous with it, right?
Like, I don't know why you go to, like, all that huge effort of being, like, yeah, we're making, like, like, the huge effort, like, you know, we like, need Lee, like, separated, and we need Lee, like, to not be in, like, peak condition for this plan, like, this villain plan, like, later hinges on, like, yeah, Lee needs to, like, go all out, right? Like, it's weird that, like...
God.
Like, I don't even know, like, that Lee and Guy need to be, like, separated outside of just, like, Like, they could just build the castle around them, and they could, like, already have been together, right? Like, there's not, like, a...
Right. Like, literally, fucking Naruto Doctor. Stepping back in now that we've, like, read the whole episode, uh-huh. Right? Like, the tension about, like, Guy taking Yagura, like, out on a mission, and, like, Lee feeling like, oh, like, Guy doesn't fucking... Like, I'm not Guy's favorite anymore, right? Mm-hmm. Like... You know, and, like, that resolving and, like, learning that, like, oh, guys, you know, oh, it was a trap and we need to go help him. Like, Lee could have just gone with that for his party, right? Uh-huh,
yeah.
In the version of the story where it's not, like, weirdly focused on Lee's health.
Right.
And then, like, they could have gotten to the castle, right? Mm-hmm. And had the, like, dummy proxy fight.
Uh-huh.
And had them, like, identify each other, right?
Uh-huh.
And then instead of, like, blow yourself up to escape the castle, if it was, like, a guy being like, oh, I recognize my boy, and then, you know, the thing that actually wins is them, like, not having to fight.
Right.
You know, is guy being like, if the growth here is guy, like, showing care for Lee that is, like, oh, I recognize that, like, Lee is not in a position to go all out in the way that I can to, like, mm-hmm. Defeat the castle. And so he takes over and does it, right? Like...
Uh-huh.
Right? Like... It feels so easy to do that.
Right. And, like, I don't even, like, strictly dislike the, like, oh, they need to, like, go out and they, like, overload the puppet and, like, they break it. Like, I don't... Like, that could be a resolution to, like, a different story, right?
Right.
But, like, as it is, it's just, like, we spent, like, an episode and a half being, like, oh, Lee is gonna be fucked if he, like, you know, keeps pushing himself this hard. And he opens the fucking, like, fifth gate again. And it's, like...
Right, like, literally, it should have just been Guy doing that.
Mm-hmm.
To, like, you know.
Yeah. It's...
If, like, recognizing that, like, Rock Lee was in this situation and, like, wrecking Lee's fighting style and, like, recognizing, like, the ways that Lee's fighting style is, like, faltering due to his injuries, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because this is, like, you know, they were, like, actually fighting, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if, like, that's the thing that it takes to, like, Guy to, like, see that, like, oh, Lee still needs to recover, right? Like, it's not over for him.
Right? But say we get to the show where, like, it doesn't matter at all that Lee is, like, in poor health until they, like, reference it at the end of the episode. Like, they're not gonna fucking touch on this thread again, right? Like, Lee's gonna be fucking fine next episode, right? Like,
yeah, no, this was the little arc we get about that, and, like, that's what that is, right? That's how they leave it.
It's just so baffling to me. I don't even know what else there's to say about it. Like, without just repeating that, like, same point over and over again, like, they just spent so long, like, telling a story that they didn't resolve.
Right, and, like, I like a guy in Lee's relationship here, right? Like, I like that they're able to, like, recognize the fighting styles. I love how, like, passionate they are about their, like, you know,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
bond
yeah.
As, like, student teacher. I think a lot of that is, like, genuinely very beautiful.
Right.
It's like, just, like...
Like, in isolation, the fucking, like, thing that the stuff that they do here is, like, really fun, right? It's just,
Right.
But then it created the context where it doesn't work, like, painstakingly. Like,
yeah. fucking Naruto.
Yeah.
Is there much more you want to say about?
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't even know if there is, right? Like, it's just weird. It's just...
All right. Well, hey. What are we watching next week, then?
Next week, we are watching the third Naruto movie, which is called Guardians of the Crescent Moon Kingdom? I'm not sure. I don't know. It's called something. It's the third Naruto movie. You know, even if I got the title wrong, it's they only made one third Naruto movie. So...
Mm-hmm. All right, well, hey... If you can't wait, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/KonohaCrush, all one word, Konoha Crush. For just $3 a month, you get access to episodes up to a week early. And for $5, you get access to our bonus show, Narukai Uzumaki, where we talk about, like, isekai and isekai-adjacent stuff. The next Narukai Uzumaki episode is going to be about the, like, Sword Art Online movies. The progressive ones, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I look forward to that. Still on the Patreon, I want to shout out our $20 joining tier patrons. Right now it's just Izzy. What's up, Izzy? Appreciate you. Love you so much. You know, if you like the show, tell your friends, talk about, you know what to do.
Spread the word.
Spread the word. We're the smartest bitches on the internet.
I don't want to make any claims like that, but you know.
I'm the smartest bitches on the internet.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Anything else to say? You stream on Twitch, I'm making a video game.
Yeah, I stream on Twitch at twitch.tv/verdictvelvet, where I'm, like, still playing through all the Fire Emblem games. I'm in Thrasia 776 right now. That game is pretty cool so far. You know, excited to see where it goes. That's my plug there. Maybe eventually I'll be doing more there, but, like, right now it's just kind of the one stream.
Yeah. I'm making a video game. It's called Skeleton. I'll make posts about it eventually, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, well, hey. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, there's no such thing as filler.